The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Yeah, because there's only one. I think the big, big, big news of the day.
Yes.
Is that Katy Perry is in town and she's performing in Joburg this evening.
Oh, really?
Is that this evening? It is.
I don't know either. I just knew she was coming, not aware.
Yeah, I was like.
Because I'm not such a big Katy Perry fan, so.
I love her music, but I thought it was just coming in December.
No, she's here. It's summer in...
Somewhere.
The Northern Hemisphere, so that is... she's been all over. It's so part of her Witness World Tour. Her first time
in... She's going to say Witness Protection Program.
Okay,
oh, I need to... Oh, my
word. I hope she doesn't need that in... Enjoy that.
I don't know. She kissed a boy she kissed a girl and all of that.
And she liked it.
Yeah, and like the Christian community
is
very upset with her.
Well, now she just draws, you know. She's just trying to live her teenage dream.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Like a California girl. So, Katy Perry, this evening, as well as Friday and Saturday. She's going on stage at 9 o'clock if you're going, so get there in time.
Where is this? At the Dome?
At the Dome.
Are you going for you tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome,
to
Sash.
I just come to work like this every day. Like my red lipstick.
Awesome.
No, you have been,
In truth, you always look beautiful.
Yeah, you always look beautiful.
You're very
guys,
glamorous.
Yeah. Thank you.
If anybody's seen Sasha Star, you'll know how glamorous she is, right? You never see her looking like
no.
What are you wearing? That schmatter. You would never say that to Sasha Star. She's always well turned out.
Thank you,
okay,
guys.
Okay, so no, I didn't notice that you had particularly red lipstick.
So I will try and record some of it for you.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Katie, Chai is coming.
Sasha's coming.
This story is for you, Kat, because it's about the royals.
Ah.
Tell me it's good news today.
No, because it's about Thomas Markle.
Thomas Markle's back.
He won't leave. I don't know how he can come back if he won't go away first. Can you just disappear forever?
I need him to.
He is?
Every time I hear his name, I just...
He's like that mosquito.
Oh, no, I don't like this one.
You know that one mosquito that will never let you sleep?
Oh, the Tom one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he apparently said he's going to keep talking about Harry and Meghan until they acknowledge him.
And here we are asking him
what kind of acknowledgement does he want, do you think?
I don't know. We can ask for like him better. She seems to know how to not recognize people.
Yes, that's true.
Honourable Member Thomas Markle, no. But understandably, Conrad have not been recognized. Understandably, Harry and Meghan are getting quite irritated.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're like, poor Meghan. I really feel so sorry for her.
I also do. You can actually, the way that this is all playing out shows just how toxic this guy is.
And how you cannot choose your family. Or at least the one you came from.
Gee whiz. Just no boundaries, huh?
Yeah.
No boundaries. Okay.
Okay, but on to happier news, because the MTV Video Music Awards came out. Well, the nominations came out this week. If you're trying to remember what's significant about these awards, it is where Kanye West went on stage during Taylor Swift's acceptance speech all those years ago.
Kanye.
Kanye, let me finish. Not you specifically, but he... I'm going to let you finish, but first I'm going to tell you about the nominees.
Let who finish? Okay, Kanye.
So, Cardi B, it's a good year for her. She is leading. She's a rapper. She has songs like Boda Yellow.
Yeah.
See, Lindy knows what I'm talking about. She also just became a mom. So, a very good year for her. She's leading in 10 categories, including Video of the Year, Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist. Ariana Grande's No Tears Left to Cry, which you like. She has 5 nominations. The Carters, Beyonce and Jay-Z, they surprised us all with an album. So they also got 8 nominations. And the awards will take place on the 20th of August. And that is your Star Report
so
for today.
So these are the nominations.
Yes, let me give you some of...
So Kanye hasn't been nominated, or he has?
No.
No.
He hasn't. Okay. He hasn't
just a point of reference. It was, you were just setting the tone
yes,
for us.
Yes, yes. So Video of the Year could go to Ariana Grande for No Tears Left to Cry. Bruno Mars featuring Cardi B for Finesse. Camila Cabello and Young Thug for Havana. The Carters for the song I don't know how to pronounce because it has a swear word. It's Ape something.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Ape Poop.
Yes. Well, let's go with that. Childish Gambino, This Is America, and Drake, God's Plan.
They have some amazing videos.
They do.
On that category.
Most of those I haven't seen. I've seen the Havana one, which I just loved.
I don't know. The standard of video making has just gone all the way to the top.
Really?
So yeah. I'm going with either the Carters.
Yeah.
Because if you've seen this video, it's in the Louvre. Mm. It is so creative.
Art.
It is. It's art. Yeah, it's art in an art museum. Or Childish Gambino, because This Is America got people talking.
It did. But I'd also go with Bruno Mars and Cardi B. It's a fun video.
It's fun, but is it significant?
It's not.
Are you going to remember it in 5 years' time?
Okay.
Itil's actually just hit the nail on the head, I think.
Mm-hmm. Did he just ask who are any of these people?
No.
Okay.
He's referring to Tom the Mosquito.
Yes.
Who just won't go away.
Yes.
He wants La Bola.
Interesting.
And you know what? I think that there is so much truth in that.
That could just be it. And here we are.
Harry didn't pay La Bola for Meghan. And so he's not going to go away.
Okay, then my dad would probably be like Thomas.
Like Thomas Markle.
If we skipped this.
Yeah, when I'm Tom.
Maybe I'm going to understand Thomas a little bit more. Thanks, Itil.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tremendous insight there, Itil.
Great insight.
Gosh.
Did not
this close,
think of that.
Yeah, and this close to Tisha B'Av and all that. Incredible. Sure. Okay, so I was asking, are we done with the
Star
Report?
We are.
Thanks, Sash. I was asking if you know who Pepe the Frog is, if you've ever heard the name Pepe the Frog or... you know, if you know who Pepe the Frog is. So, thank you, Alon. Alon says, hey, KK and LM and SS. No clue who the frog is. That's from Alon Berman. Thank you, Alon. It shows the kind of company that you keep on the internet. And Dave, how's it, Dave? Nice to hear from you. Dave says, Pepe the Frog is a mimetic symbol based on Egyptian kekism. Trump used this to win his election. So, yeah, it's very interesting who Pepe the Frog is. He was developed. He's a cartoon character, and you often see him on 4chan, 8chan, or
he's part of a meme.
Or Reddit.
Yes.
He's a meme.
Yes.
So you've seen Pepe the Frog.
Yes.
Yeah. Somewhere along the line, Pepe the Frog became a symbol that the alt-right were using. Now we're talking about the alt-right being these far right wing, you know, the guys who run around with the what's that flag? The flag with the two crosses?
The Confederate flag,
and they just hate everything, and that's who has started using Pepe the Frog.
It's a good bunch of people.
A good bunch of people. So the ADL, that's the Anti-Defamation League, they actually ruled that Pepe the Frog has become an anti-Semitic symbol and a racist symbol. And if you go and you look, okay, actually don't even waste your time on 4chan and 8chan because they are very hectic sites. Where all the conversations on the internet starts, it all starts in 4chan.
Okay,
these are people who live in their basements,
yeah,
who never go out, who never interact with human beings, who drink beer and eat potato chips the whole day and sit on 4chan and just cause havoc. But that's where a lot of the stories break and where a lot of the tone of the internet comes from. You've heard of 4chan, Sash?
I recall it being associated with finding out where people are. It's not a location...
No.
Something specifically to do with location.
No, it's a site.
It's like a Tumblr, Reddit.
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah, right. Exactly. It's a...
but sort of geared towards a specific market more than the others.
Right, and it's like very big on sex topics. It's very big on, listen, they've also got a DIY topic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they've got like all these different categories, but very, very politically incorrect. I mean, understand, these are people who don't interact with other people. They live in basements. They had one thing on 4chan where people posted, you know, their surroundings when they sit on 4chan.
Oh.
Not surprising. I wasn't surprised at anything. I was quite disgusted by it, but
and you sort
I
of
wasn't surprised.
Them aren't wearing trousers.
No, they're probably wearing like shorts.
Yes, like yeah. Boxers.
Boxer shorts or swimming trunks.
Okay, we're definitely getting the vibe of these people.
You're getting the vibe, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's on 4chan they started using Pepe the Frog, also known as the Sad Frog, as a racist meme. And so the Anti-Defamation League has they've said that he needs to be banned. And the Daily Stormer, we all know the Daily Stormer, don't we? It's a neo-Nazi website. They were forced to take down Pepe the Frog images.
Good.
So, there you have it. How can a little frog have something that's so much power?
If you look at the swastika,
yes,
it is originally a Hindu symbol,
and it was flipped the other way.
Exactly. So you're saying, how can a tiny symbol have that much power?
Symbols are important.
Definitely.
Symbols are very, very important.
Like 100%.
I don't overlook them. I'll actually try and get the whole story for you about Pepe the Frog being used with Egyptian kekism. It's quite involved, this whole story with Trump. My son, when he was here visiting, took him all the way from Johannesburg to Pretoria to explain it to me. It's not because I was particularly doff or concentrating on something else that day, but it's quite involved, and it gets into like the Egyptian gods, and there was an Egyptian god called this and whatever, and because people just feel that they need to explain why Trump won the election.
So when are we taking this drive?
Oh, you don't have to, just go to 4chan.
It sounds like it's much more fun when we take the drive from Joburg to Pretoria.
You know what it is, actually. It is. So thank you so much.